from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Look, you've stated that one of the options might be, you know, not doing anything, you take a step back, you reset your financials. Let's take that off the board. What do you think the Warriors can do or should do? Excuse me, what do you think the Warriors should do to get back to winning? Not just like you have to beat Minnesota, just get back to winning and being somewhere in the mix.
Well, you're asking winning. Well, they were in the mix last year, right? They won 46 games, which is more than they won. They won more games than they did the year before.
Yeah, but they didn't make
the playoffs. So if it's just about winning games, 50 games, they were four games off of that pace. They were four games off of that pace. And that's with Draymond Green missing how many games?
Okay, so you don't think they need to do anything? Is that what you're alluding to?
I didn't say that at all. I'm not alluding to that at all. You're saying win games, not compete with the guys.
Well, I mean, being in the mix is like top six. Okay, what can they do to be in the top six?
Okay, well, last year they were in the top six. They basically were in the mix for the top six, right? They were three games behind the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. So don't forget being in the mix of being in the top six. Like, this is actually finishing in the top six, like throughout the year.
You need to make moves. There's no doubt. I don't think I've said, but
what would you like them to do?
Am I speaking Swahili around here? Am I speaking Pig Latin? What the hell's going on? I obviously got to make moves, and I'm intrigued with Paul George. But what am I giving up for Paul George? What's my books going to look like after giving him a max deal? What can I attract with Paul George? Are other players going to see, oh, well, Paul George, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, they're in their mid-30s, but you know what? Let's go to Dakota State and try to win. I don't know if that's going to happen.
So let's say it costs you either one of the two, JK or Wiggins.
I don't mean to be rude, but I feel like I'm talking in circles. I'm with you. They need to make moves. What is that move? It's got to be Paul George and more. Paul George is not enough.
If they gave up either one, Wiggins or Kuminga, it sounds like Kuminga's a non-starter for you. I believe...
I'd be hesitant because I need... Look, man. I think Wiggins could be really good. I think Wiggins could be really good. But we're down on him. We can't count on him right now. So I feel like him coming back is not going to be satisfying for a lot of people. And then where does that leave him in an offense with Paul George, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry? Because it feels like Wiggins needs touches, right? He needs touches, especially early to be involved. Steve Kerr last year told Willard Dibbs, hey, man, we can't go five possessions without him touching the ball. He gets lost, and then all of a sudden he's not playing. It's natural. What happens to pickup basketball happens in the NBA. So what does that look like if he's playing alongside Paul George?
Well, I do believe Paul George is a willing, good passer. I feel like he could play off that.
Right.
If it ended up being Kuminga, I feel like now you still have the two wing defenders in Paul George and Wiggins. You know, like, the more and more I think about this, the more and more I'm like, okay, right, if it's JK and I can keep Wiggins, I probably still do it too.
Because look, if you're looking for me to say a specific name, then I want Giannis, I want Embiid, I want the best of the best.
Okay.
Like, don't we all want that? If there's names, now Paul George is a name that's being linked to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Would I take Paul George? Yes. I've said that over and over, especially if the price is right. But I don't know how much better Paul George is making you. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think he does make you better. And again, barring that you'd keep either Kuminga or Wiggins in this scenario, I do think he makes you better. I mean, Chris Paul is a backup point guard. You're expecting Pajemski to take more of that backup point guard role. I'm now not starting Pajemski at the two. I'm probably starting either, you know, Paul George or Wiggins or Paul George or Kuminga in that 2-3 where it's like positionless. And maybe I make another move. I don't know.
So let's just say if it's CP3 and Wiggins going to the Clippers.
And I keep JK. That a lot. So I think that's a good starting five. I think now you've got some combination of Steph, PG, Kuminga, Draymond. And I don't know if my fifth is going to be Pajemski or going to be TJD or I don't know. But I think that's a really good start.
So it's a good starting five. I just mentioned that last segment that if you had that starting five, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad with JK. Just mentioned that last segment.
Yeah. I think that's competitive. I do believe that probably ends up somewhere, again, barring health. And we got to make sure that the chemistry fits on the court because sometimes things don't work out. But that feels like a 5-6 seed at minimum.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Could be. Now you're with me here. You believe Kuminga can make that leap?
I could with that roster. Yeah, I do. I do.
I think he's going to make a leap anyway.
Stuck with Wiggins, even in this hypothetical, they get stuck with Wiggins and they had to surrender Jonathan Kuminga. I probably would feel pretty good about Andrew Wiggins having a better year this year than last. I mean, it can't get any worse than last year, can it? I don't love it. I would probably want to get rid of Wiggins, but if you got stuck with him, look. At minimum, he gives me another perimeter defender, a slasher, a guy who can play a little mid-block where I could throw it down to, and PG can play catch and shoot off that. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world. I'll bite the bullet on it. Again, I would rather surrender Wiggins than JK, but if I had to keep, again, if as long as I'm keeping one of those two, I think it's really doable for the Warriors. I think you're a much better team. I do.
Well, teams are going to allow Wiggins to shoot the three.
He's got to knock it down.
They're going to allow Draymond Green to shoot the three. So now we have another spacing issue. We're going to have a spacing issue with JK, too.
Yeah.
We're going to have to prove it as well with all these guys.
They're going to have
the spacing issue there. I think Steve Kerr, and I don't want to put words in Steve Kerr's mouth because I don't know. I'm not inside his brain. I'm not living inside his brain. But I have a feeling that if Kerr had a preference, he'd probably prefer Andrew Wiggins over JK at this point. But me personally, I would bet on Kuminga's future over Andrew Wiggins' future. I think we've seen the best of Wiggins.
Now, I would agree with that.
So I would rather keep JK and let him sit next to Paul George and learn from Paul George, another veteran who seems easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. I've said that all week long. I would do that. But am I skeptical of giving Paul George a max deal in this conference?
And
how much better are you in this conference? Now, you still have Steph Curry.
I thought the Draymond deal came with tremendous risk and was ridiculous. So, of course, I'm going to think that Paul George is extremely risky.
Well, for the first year, the Draymond contract hasn't gone well. For the first year. He didn't make the playoffs, and he got suspended multiple games and kicked out of others and missed a quarter of the season?
Yeah.
So,
it, yeah.
for the first year.
We're on the same page.
That contract.
You know, so, but the other part is like, okay, you bring in a Paul George, and like, if I'm a high IQ basketball veteran, let's just say I'm using this name. It's not Gordon Hayward, right? Like, okay, like I can see myself in the eighth, ninth, 10th man role, and I can come off the bench making vet men and well, beat.
It sounded like Gordon Hayward wasn't happy with that last year with OKC.
Well, again, you know this what I'm is saying? A different situation.
And that was a team, that was battling for a championship.
I know, but that's a young team.
And he still wasn't happy.
Okay. Maybe he was. I'm just using him as an example.
I'm just using him as an example.
Like, that's a vet men guy that I don't know what his value is around the league. Like, you add him, now you got a little bit of shooting, you know? And you can find a shooting big somewhere dirt cheap. Those are the kinds of players that you're going to have to sign up around these guys.
510 Xfinity Mobile text line. I think you get no better with Paul George, and you're going to take a huge salary hit. Otherwise, you're dreaming. He wants a max contract. Does he make you more athletic? Not really. Does he make you older? Yes. Why do we want to get older? That's from the 510. It's from the 510.
I think you're underrating. I'm not underrating Paul George.
No,
I'm saying the individual. I think he's underrating. He is a good athlete. I mean, the guy gets into the lane. He's a good player.
I'm going to ask, what do you feel about Paul George, Spadone? Get in here. And before we get to the lines, we're going to get to everybody. Get in here. How do you feel about Paul George?
He is a guy that I think has never exceeded the hype that he was given out of Indiana. I think he took the team to the Eastern Conference Finals, and we expected him to be there or at least competing for a title with whatever team came after that. And he never replicated that success from Indiana. And I think that knee injury, obviously, remember that Olympic qualifying, whatever it was, your training there. Yep, I think that changed a lot of that. But he's just—he's very good. Don't get me wrong. He's a very good. He's going to be at the very least a top three player on your team, whatever team you're on. But he has never been that number one guy, and I think he's come up short in a lot of big moments.
Well, but I think that he doesn't have to be the number one guy in this situation.
He
hasn't
been the number one guy with the Clippers.
Well, I mean, he's got Steph Curry here, and so to me, like, it's perfect. And I also look at the situation of like, they just did this with Andrew Wiggins, and I think Paul George is at a better starting point than where Andrew Wiggins was. We're not asking you to be elite for four straight years. It's like, can you squeeze one great year out of the guy?
For a max contract
run.
I'm sorry. If I'm paying a guy $48 million freaking dollars, they better be good. $48 million. They ain't 1 year and just, hey, let's not.
Paid Clay $43 million last year.
That was
a
deal you gave him in 2019. Okay. You know what happened with Clay Thompson. Okay. It's not the same. Let's go to Ariel in Palo Alto. Ariel, what's happening? Paul George better be great. 4 years, max deal?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What? Ariel, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say, I mean, I like Paul George. I have nothing against him, but, I mean, the goal is to supposedly get younger and more athletic. I would definitely stick with Jonathan Kuminga. Also, I mean, if you think about it, Jonathan would kind of have to take kind of a back seat if we're going to pay a guy that much money. Like you guys said, he's going to want his touches, all that. You know, I feel like it'll kind of throw Jonathan off even more. You know, it'll cause more issues. As far as picking up, like, maybe a younger player, maybe why don't we get somebody like Bol Bol, you know, somebody that – they don't really talk about, you know, and I mean, he's big, he's young, he's athletic, you know, I feel like he could work well with the team, but yeah, that's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Good call. Look, I want to make myself clear, Shasky, and to everybody out there listening, I'm all for Paul George. I think he's a hell of a player. He really is. I think he's gotten a raw deal in terms of the media and the way he gets ridiculed and everything like that. PG-13 is a fine player, very good dude in the locker room. I like where Paul George is at. I do. I'm just very skeptical of giving a 34-year-old a max deal of a guy who played 74 games last year, but the previous four seasons never played more than 56 in a regular season. Because this team, like, we got to bake into the conversation. They are older. And what comes with that is injuries. And what comes with that is missed games. And do you have the rest of the roster to pick it up and win those games that the big boys miss?
They're not in a position to... They're not in a position other than having to probably overpay and run a giant risk. Yeah. But like, what other position are they in currently? Yeah.
If you want to maximize Stephen Curry.
Exactly.
If you want to, and I agree with that. And I've been with you the whole time.
You ever watch Back to the Future? Like, it's one of your favorite movies. It's one of mine. I think it's one of the great trilogies of all time. You know, there's the point of no return that Doc talks about, right? When they're on the train tracks. And I feel like we don't have any wheels, all right? We're in the DeLorean. We're getting pushed by the choo-choo train, all right? And we've hit the point of no return. So now we're either going to hit 88 miles per hour and we're going to try to speed off into the ravine, or we're going to hit into the time warp. It's one or the other. And I feel like they've reached the point of no return. And I think the time about... Yeah, I get being fiscally responsible and not worrying about overpaying, but I feel like we've passed that point.
No, I hear that. I just want to lay out the risk. That's all I'm doing, is laying out what could happen if you bring in Paul George. I'm laying out everything here. Because I want to say it. I want to make myself clear. If there's a deal to be made for Paul George, you got to make a deal. I'm not team run it back. I'm not team, hey, if Draymond plays, you win. I'm not, no. I do believe they need another big boy. They need a playmaker. They need another two option. I agree with all that stuff. All that stuff. But boy, giving him $190 million, a max deal at 34 years old, and then you got to bake in. But Steph Curry played 70 games last year, and they had to settle because it was like, boy, fatigue is really killing them. And post-All-Star break, two of the last three games, I think they played the Pelicans and the Lakers, and Steph went crazy from the three-point line. But before those games,
he was tired.
My man was shooting 32% from three post-All-Star break, Stephen Curry. So I'm baking in the fact that, boy, there's a lot of older guys, and if they miss games, is the roster around them better to win some of those games that they miss? Because they miss those games, and you lose them, then you're right back in the same spot that you were last season. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the risk you run.
The alternative is standing pat and being worse than you were last year. And so I think it's of the alternatives.
Yeah, I don't think it's
not
just,
great,
again,
but
again,
it's better.
Again, I don't think you stand pat. Is there other options out there? Like, I didn't know Mikal Bridges was available. Damn, I didn't know that one.
Okay, Brandon. Brandon Ingram, let's just say, hypothetically, Carl Anthony Towns, given their financial situations. Of the three players.
Now, what would they want for Kathmandu? Because I'd listen
I think
to
a
that.
Lot more than Paul yeah, George.
Exactly, probably.
And that's, okay.
You don't Brandon have the
Ingram,
assets.
I think I'd rather have Paul George than Brandon Ingram. And I know Brandon Ingram's younger. I think Paul George fits a little better for what they want
to
do.
And then, and part of me too, and I get the Knicks and Nets just made a trade, and we've seen trades before.
What's that?
I still have a hard time believing the Clippers are going to do business with the Warriors. I something about it just, I just don't see it. I mean,
these teams they've made moves in the past.
They have. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and that was a whole new ownership group.
Oh, I mean,
that was, you know,
that was a long time ago. Baylor, dude. Yeah, I mean, like literally running things.
That was a long time ago, so I don't know if Ballmer wouldn't do business with Lakers.
There's actually a television show currently that took place just a couple years after that.
Like, I think teams are still distraught over the Warriors dominating the league for a decade. You think they want to do business? Let's go to Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.